Day three. Again, a lot of good work. I think the guys competed, and we just got to continue to get better. It's only been 3 days, as I said the other day, and we just got to keep working at it. What do you guys have?
Did you pull those guys in after a little scrape over there and kind of have a chat with them about that?
Yes, I did. It's just the way we want to do things. We're all men, and, you know, tempers are going to flare from time to time, but we just don't got to take care of each other. You know, I know there's going to be some scuffles, but again, I want them to be the right kind of scuffles. You know, we're teammates, we're a team, and as long as we do it the right way, I'm fine with that. You know, but once it goes across the line, then it's my job as the leader of all this to get everybody back and on the right course. So just had a little scuss, a little conversation.
In the hockey, Danny Shelton would have got 2 minutes for third.
Yeah, he almost got two minutes from me.
That was the worst thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll continue to work. Danny, look, Danny's like my son. I got a lot of respect for Danny, but Danny knows that there's a way we're going to do things, and he gets it, and we'll get all that stuff corrected.
In your coaching history, do you recall one of those scuffles where someone got seriously hurt?
Oh, I've seen it where it goes a little too far. You know, and so we just don't want that to happen. You know, things can always escalate, but I think our team understands we need everybody. You know, we got to have every player that's here and doing things right. Like I said, we're men. Things will happen. But as long as we handle it good, we'll be okay. But have I seen things where I've gone too far before? Yes, I have.
In the live tackling drill, 11 plays, 10 runs, are you setting a tone with that? And were you surprised how the defense got gashed?
I don't look at it like that. This is our football team. That was the first day of some live work, and there was a few plays made by the offense, and there were some things the defense did too. You know, we just got to continue to get better and keep working at the things we're trying to accomplish.
But the play selection, was that to set the tone? Is that the new Hugh Jackson offense?
Come on, Tony. We've been giving them too much information out there. No, I mean, there are just some things we're trying to get accomplished in practice today. That's all.
You look like Deshaun threaded the needle and hit a few of those tight windows.
He did.
I mean, is that just another step in his progression? You're seeing him?
Absolutely. You know, he hit some, Cody hit some, Kevin hit some, Brock hit some. I think all the guys, again, they keep responding. What I didn't like, we got to find a way not to get the ball turned over. You know, we got to make those plays. I'll go back and look at the tape. I thought maybe the ball got tipped or dropped or something, but we got to take care of the ball better. And just keep making those plays and keep getting guys in the right spots.
Keith, are you concerned about the amount of drops we're seeing out there from tight ends, receivers?
Everybody. You're no kidding. I mean, whether it's drops on defense, if there's a tip ball, or drops on offense, we got to possess the ball better. I think that's one of the keys of a good football team. You do all the fundamental things well. And, again, it's day three. We'll keep addressing all those things. But there's enough for us to really put an emphasis on it.
Keith, what do you know about Ed Reynolds?
I know that there's a knee situation there, and we'll get, you know, more reports as we go. But, again, you know, it's unfortunate. But we'll see what it is and go from there.
Hey, Hugh, we talked to David in the joke today, and he said you were right when he said, yeah, he had a hold on the ball. Then he comes out here, and I thought he dropped at least one, maybe two. Do you see him pressing at all early in camp?
No, I mean, I think, you know, again, he's just trying to work as hard as he can. We got to get through that phase. You know, I've seen this before. And there's no question in my mind he's going to come out the other side of it. He also made a really good play in later on in practice. So I know it's there. He's just got to do it consistently, and that's what I'm going to push him to do. And I think he'll do it.
Just along the subject of tight ends, can you talk about how Seth the Valve has progressed from a year ago?
He's, you know, I said this at OTAs, he's an emerging player. I really like Seth coming out. And last year, I think he'll be first to tell you with all the injuries, the newness of the National Football League, that was tough. But he hung in there towards the end of the year, played some football, and was really hungry to get better and come out in the second year and make an impact. He's doing that. I mean, he's stronger. He's bigger. He works hard. He studies hard. And he wants to make a contribution to our football team.
Hugh, when Danny Shelton spoke this morning, he mentioned the name Trey Coley as having the best since OTAs, mm-hmm. the best work or whatever. That was a surprise to me. Has he caught the coach's attention?
No, he has. No, he has. I mean, he's one of those guys with that big lower center of gravity, you know, and he can push. You know, he knows how to knock people back, and I think he's really improved and come on, like a lot of our front guys have. You know, again, I think the scheme that we play and Coach Simmons and Coach Delgado, they've done a good job of bringing those guys along.
How impressive is it to see John Greco, Austin Ryder back in team drills? I mean, seems like pretty quick recoveries from major injuries.
Yeah, I mean, that tells you they really want to be out there. You know, and again, I give a lot of credit to our medical team, but the guys did a lot of work to get back out there, and I'm glad they're out there. You know, we have a lot of decisions to make down the road. It's way too early to talk about those, but, I mean, there's some really good football players that are playing up front for us, and we just got to continue to get better.
Hey, did we talk to Jimmy today? And I know you talk to him all the time, but he said he's sure he's got the right guys in place, and he just raved about you. What does it mean for you to hear him say that, like, publicly?
Well, Jimmy is, D and Jimmy have been really good to me, and I appreciate that being said. You know, I haven't heard all that yet, but he's been outstanding, an outstanding support system for me, even in times last year when they were tough. You know, he was somebody I could always turn to and talk to. I think he knows we're trying to do everything we can on our side. I know he's doing everything he can on his side, along with our executive team led by Sashi. It's been a great relationship, you know, and we just got to keep growing. But I think, like him, the only thing I'm interested in is trying to get this organization back to winning and giving us the best opportunity to win.
He, with the Pats going on today, did you notice anything different with the quarterbacks today? Kind of stand out to you today?
Nah, it's too early. I mean, again, it's still day three. I need to go watch the tape, you know, but I thought there were some plays being made by all three of the guys, you know. But again, you know, I'll watch the tape and see if we did some other things. There are some things we could do better. But, you know, so far, so good. You know, it's just been 3 days, and we got a lot of practices ahead of us, and we're just going to keep growing.
You get a good look at the kickers on a windy day. What did you think?
Let's get the ball in the upright. Too many times it's going on the other side. That kind of puts a little damper on everything. But I know those guys are working hard, but we do have to play the elements. We play in the elements. We're going to deal with that wind and all that down at our stadium, and that's what I said to them. So we got some work to do there.
Q, back to the running game. I mean, you already know what Crow can do and Duke can do. Is a big part of that position right now maybe trying to find that third guy behind top two?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are positioned right, you know, with the top two guys, as you mentioned. We brought a young man in here today that looked pretty impressive to me running the football. I want to find out more about him. You know, and then Days, I mean, both those guys, they flash to me today. So I'll watch them closer. But I think, you know, we have a good room, you know, a good young room with some veteran players and some young players that have potential. So that's good.
I think he went maybe 90
minutes. Is that shortened today? Yes. No, because, you know, anytime we go live, I didn't want to go back to individual. So, you know, you end up losing a little time there. And I think I cut it at the end by about 4 or 5 plays to get the special teams. I saw what I needed to see for today. And let's get back out here tomorrow and do some more.
We talked to Jason McCourty today, too. We haven't seen him at free safety yet, but is that, have you guys kind of settled on him staying at corner?
I think everything is still fluid. You know, I think we're still working through it about where guys are going to play and how they're going to play. Again, it's just 3 days. And as you know, Coach Williams, he has so many different packages. So we'll see where these guys all fit when the time comes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.